Movies, music, books. We review the ones that really help you grow. Review from the Salvos.
One of our team members were reminiscing about a night that his dad took the family to the drive-in. Wow, the drive-in. Now, there's a dinosaur from the past, a sadly missed one, I might add, although they do still exist in some places if you can find them under all the cobwebs and dust. Anyway, the movie This Night at the Drive-In, way back in 1976, was In Search of Noah's Ark. According to biblical records, Noah's Ark was actually stranded in the mountains of Ararat, and this film was an investigation with real footage of what they found and so on, and then the local government stopped people from exploring up there. This year, Baywatch star Donna DeErico was recently injured on a mountain in Turkey while on her quest to find Noah's Ark. The former model and actress was on Mount Ararat with a documentary film crew when she slipped in a rock slide. A colleague caught her before she fell off a cliff. Maybe she shouldn't have been wearing heels, but has Noah's Ark been discovered again? As Amazon have published, in May 2010, a Chinese-Kurdish research team released to the press that they had found a large wooden structure on Mount Ararat at an altitude of 4,200 metres. But once again, this spectacular discovery has been ignored. The Danish journalist Henry Nissen began in 1999 to research the topic and has made several expeditions to eastern Turkey. His new book, Noah's Ark, Ancient Accounts and New Discoveries, has now been released. Nissen unveils the great Chinese-Kurdish discovery and presents the reader with the facts that allows one to decide if this find is genuine or not. He also presents a historical review of the search for the Ark and describes the ancient sources, both biblical and other, such as the Sumerian clay tablets, which also describe the flood, the Ark, and persons alluding to Noah. The 320-page book also reveals scientific details that seem to confirm the flood, from which the Ark rescued Noah and his family, is not merely a myth, but in fact an actual historical event. If that is indeed the case, it seriously weakens the theory of evolution, which makes no allowance for such a catastrophic event. Likewise, a flood catastrophe would change the prerequisites for the radiocarbon-14 test and other dating methods based on geological strata. Furthermore, the author addresses the theories of people being larger prior to the catastrophe and living longer and being more intelligent due to different conditions of living, such as higher levels of oxygen. The Chinese-Kurdish group has not yet been able to raise funds to fully investigate this spectacular find, but the Hong Kong Chinese have published photos and produced the highly acclaimed film The Days of Noah, Apocalypse, featuring the big wooden structure discovered on Mount Ararat by their Kurdish guide, Parasut. The structure was covered by ice and rocks and found at an altitude of approximately 4,200 metres, an area which is normally covered by ice on the northwestern side of the mountain. The photos, also included in this book, are absolutely amazing. They show a total of 7 spaces with beams, doors, hooks, stairs, and even rope, crystal, and hay. The wood is reddish brown and without nails and metal fittings. Everything is tenoned as in old buildings. The wood facing the entrance is partly destroyed. Apart from the authorities, however, no other people were granted access to the find since both the Chinese and Kurds were afraid of artifacts being stolen. Understandably, this has resulted in rumours questioning the authenticity of the find. But Dr. Joel Klenk, an American archaeologist who graduated from Harvard University, has examined the site and makes it quite clear that the find is no piece of scenery, but it is an authentic find of a very old wooden structure. In addition, the book presents several of the many signs of the big flood that drastically changed the conditions of life on Earth. Either that, or 5,000 years ago, the Turks built a massive wooden boat on top of a mountain, hoping it might take off as a unique holiday resort idea. Noah's Ark, Ancient Accounts and New Discoveries by Dr. Henry Nissen. I hope you're not afraid of heights. I'm Aaron Wright.